This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. My neighbor and I have a home brew going, supposedly 5 gallons of something that with luck might end up tasting like Anchor Steam from the famed brewery in San Francisco that went out of business last year. For pianist and conductor Bill Eddins, his home brewing has helped prompt a business idea. It's called Metronome, a brewery with the goal of supporting music education in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. The operation already has some 390 performances under its belt, from youth bands to local groups. They even featured a night with jazz legend Wynton Marsalis. Eddins and local musician Jack Schaubert give a taste of what Metronome is all about.
My name is William Eddins, but most people call me Bill, except for the IRS. I am the co-owner and chief design officer of Metronome Brewery. We've had many young people play at Metronome, and for me, that's actually the most fun. I see me from many, many decades ago. I talked my buddy Wynton Marsalis into playing at Metronome in September of 22. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life. Instead of getting a seasoned trio of professionals to play with him, I roped in 3 young people. The bassist was the youngest at the ripe old age of 19. The pianist was the oldest at 25. So 2 of the 3 couldn't even drink at the brewery.
I'm a drummer in the Twin Cities, and I sent Bill an email asking if he was looking for shows, and we booked a show, and a couple months later, I get an email from him asking if I wanted to perform with Wynton Marsalis, which was a bit of a shock. That was a lot of fun to perform with somebody of that caliber and learn like that. You can't really learn some of the stuff I learned that night, just practicing by yourself.
As great as the performance was, the rehearsal was even better, because here was Wynton Marsalis, one of the most famous musicians on the planet, essentially giving these 3 kids a masterclass on how to put together a performance, what they should do in certain tunes, this and that and the other, and giving them little tips. It was such an incredible experience. Music has been such an incredible focus point of my life and also my wife's life, that, you know, we would have done anything to give our kids the chance to explore music. We're fortunate enough to be in a position to have given our kids that experience. We just want other people to have that opportunity and to know that their kids can learn and study without it seriously impacting their own financial situation. So back in 2020, I found myself out of a job as a musician in the middle of a global pandemic. And then I found myself in the middle of my 3rd set of riots here in the Twin Cities. I'd lived through Miami 89 and LA 92, and here we were rioting because of George Floyd. On a beautiful June day, about a month afterwards, it just occurred to me that A, I wanted to be out on my patio brewing, and B, I was really upset with the fact that we tend to not want to do things that really will help our society in the long term. And for a musician, I always think about music education. And suddenly those 2 ideas just kind of combined, and I went, I think I have an idea. I'm stressed all the time about this business. That having been said, I think this is a great idea, and I think the company is going in the right direction. We are 2 middle-class guys. We don't have the resources ourselves to propel an organization like this to where it needs to be. But we do know that the community at large does. Therefore, we're asking people in our community to help us get to that next level so that we can fund music education.
Pianist, conductor, brewer, Bill Eddins in Minnesota. Marketplace's Erica Soderstrom produced that. Marketplace.org will have more info on Metronome Brewery today. Marketplace.org is the place for that.